Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosro Shahi.
Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. He was born in Kadhimiya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmud Shahrudin was.
When we look at the works of late Rawzati, we see.
There is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Qamarani that he says in Farsi, Tuhid kalame baraye kalame tuhid.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to another episode of the program The Teacher, an introduction into the lives and works of the most outstanding Muslim Shia dignitaries, scholars, and ulama all across the world of Islam. With me in the studio for today's discussion are two guest speakers, Sheikh Mahdavi from the Islamic Seminary of Qom and Dr. Fakhwani from the University of Qom. Dr. Fakhwani, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Very welcome to the program, The Teacher, and Sheikh Mahdavi. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show, brother.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about one such outstanding figures among the Shiite scholars and authors, Sheikh Asadullah Haidar, mainly known as Asad Haidar, one of the outstanding researchers of Shiite world and the Shiite, we can say, studies, who was born in Najaf in the country Iraq. He's an Iraqi scholar. And for today's discussion, we want to talk about his life and his magnum opus, Ma'al Hussein fi Nahzatihi. Dr. Fakhwani, give us some details about the biography of Asad Haidar.
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, Asad Haidar was born in the year 1327, according to Hijra calendar, in Najaf, and his father, Muhammad ibn Isa bin Muhammad Ali Haidar, was one of the students of a famous Najaf-based mujtahid, Sheikh Muhammad Taha Najaf.
Yes.
Later on, because of the oppressions of the ex-Ba'athist party in Najaf that exerted too much pressure on Shias, Asad Haidar was forced to leave Najaf, and from Najaf he went to Kuwait because, yes. I mean, for various purposes, because of the Shia community in Kuwait are really very powerful in terms of financial capacities and culturally speaking, the Shias of Kuwait are very much close to the Shia communities of southern Iraq. Because of this, we find that many Iraqis prefer, I mean, at that time, in the time of Saddam, preferred to go to Kuwait and from there to other places.
That's right.
The late Asad Haidar passed away in the year 1405, according to Hijra calendar, in Kuwait, and his body was taken to Najaf for burial purposes.
That's right.
Regarding the studies of the schooling of Asad Haidar, it must be indicated that since he was born in Najaf, he had access to various madrasas, ulamas, and, I mean, teaching curriculums over there. He received the initial lessons, and for his advanced studies, he enjoyed the lessons and lectures of the great or grand Ayatollah Sayyid Mohsen al-Hakim and Sayyid Abul Ghasim al-Musawi al-Khu'i in Najaf. However, at that time, he had frequent encounters with the late Allama Amini, who encouraged him not to do superficial jobs, but rather to embark on very serious academic activities. One of the reasons that Asad Haidar developed his book, Al-Imam Sadiq wal-Madhahib al-Arba'i, was because initially he wanted to write just a column or, for example, two columns for an Arabic newspaper or daily in Baghdad. However, the late Allama Amini suggested him not to spoil the name of Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam in a local newspaper or daily paper published in Baghdad, rather to develop something quite worthwhile on Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. And the result was that this book I mean the text that was supposed to, I mean, to be published in like a short article turned into a 6-volume book.
Al-Imam al-Sadiq wal-Mazahib al-Arba. This is his most outstanding work, isn't it?
Yes.
A really comprehensive book about Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Also answering some of the doubts of Ibn Khaldun is another outstanding.
Yes, since at that time, I'm sure that at that time, I mean, Najaf was in its golden age. I mean, the Najaf Seminary was in its golden age. This was because, I mean, not only from Iran, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and India, but also from many other places, especially from the Arab lands, for example, from the Shi-populated areas in Syria, as well as from Lebanon, there were many, students and teachers available in Najaf. Because of the presence over there and because of the international activities of Beirut-based Arab publishers, I mean, those scholars who were in Najaf had direct and easy access to books published elsewhere in the greater, Muslim communities. Because of this, he found it very interesting to answer some of the doubts created by Ibn Khaldun. Because as you know, Ibn Khaldun in the world is regarded as one of the founders of sociology in the Muslim world. However, he wanted to answer some of the doubts that he created or fabricated in his Muqaddama, introduction to his great, historical compendium.
That's all right. Yes. Okay.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
But Sheikh Mahtavi, he is also known by his another book about Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ma al-Husayn fi Nahzatihi. What is this book?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I think as a good introduction to talk about this book, we have to also add top of the information that our dear doctor just mentioned, that Asad Haidar also is regarded as one of the very powerful, influential orator and speaker at the same time poets of his time.
Okay.
That's why he was forced by the Ba'athi regime of Iraq at that time to leave the Iraq to Kuwait, and you see that he passed away over there because of his passionate, influential speech that they would believe that it's going to encourage and motivate people to go against the government. That's why they deported him from his homeland to Kuwait. So this is a good introduction to know that when it comes to Imam Hussein to offer a book regarding Imam Hussein, definitely from such a very powerful spirit, we are going to have a very influential book and a great book regarding the personality of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, since he had benefited from the great ulama, as doctor just mentioned, namely Sayyid Abul Qasim Khoi, namely Ayatollah Sayyid Abul Qasim Khoi, and the rest of the great ulama of that golden age of the Najaf. So it was expected from his personality to dedicate his life more into generating and producing books regarding fiqh and usul and other scholarly topics of Hausa. But we see how one meeting with Allama Amini has affected him to dedicate his life to talk about Ahlul Bayt, mainly Imam Hussein alayhi salam in this book. And you say, Ma al Hussein fi Nahzatihi, to be with Hussein or accompanying Hussein in his
uprising. So when we start talking about the content of the book, we see how he has categorized all topics of the book into 11 chapters, starting from the biography of Imam Hussein, then some introductory information and the time of vicegerency of Yazid Lanatullah Alayh, and starting the uprising, sending Muslim ibn Aqil as Imam Hussein delegate to Kufa in response to the letters that Imam Hussein had received from the great or big heads of Kufa. Yes. And then in the sixth chapter, we see he is talking about the starting the journey of Imam Hussein from Mecca to Kufa. Mm-hmm. And in seventh chapter, he talks about the siege.
Yes.
Against the Imam Hussein out of the Kufa, and the rest of the topics coming one after another in 8, 9, and the rest of the
11 actually, in whole 11 sessions. Also about Zainab al-Kubra, we can say Talibiyun, you know, the events that took place after the Shahada of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. This book has been also translated to Farsi as Hamgam ba Nahzat Husseini. That's all right. Mal Hussein fi Nahzatihi. Okay, Dr. Fakhwani, how did you find this book, brother? The scholar speaking, are these sources authentic or not?
Yes. First of all, it goes back to, I mean, this should be analyzed based on two parameters. One, the sources Asad Haider used, and another one, his approach to the movement of Imam al-Husseinism. Concerning the sources that he used, all of them are authentic. I mean, at that time in Najaf, it wasn't customary for people to write about any of the infallible imams, and particularly about Imam al-Husseinism, using unreliable sources, okay? However, regarding his approach, it must be indicated that like some of his successors, I mean, academically speaking, or I mean, psychologically speaking, for example, the late Ayatollah Sayyid Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr, Asad Haider seems to have a political orientation toward the movement of Imam al-Hussein al-Islam. However, since he was educated in Asad Haider himself educated in a school of thought, heavily influenced by moral or ethical attitudes, from time to time he comes to focus on the moral values highlighted by Imam al-Hussein al-Salam in his movement. We know that the movement of Imam al-Hussein al-Salam, as Imam al-Hussein al-Salam emphasized, it wasn't a movement to be expected to result in very shining political upheavals or political gains. Rather, the end point was nothing but martyrdom. From this perspective, we find that Imam al-Hussein al-Salam's victory wasn't a military victory, it was a moral victory. It was a software victory, not hardware victory.
That's all right.
Because of this, we find that Asad Haider was successful in portraying, giving another portrayal of the universally eternal movement of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Still, many other scholars, when they come to pay attention to the movement of Imam al-Hussein, they find ample space to talk and to analyze.
That's all right. Yes. Thank you much, Dr. Fakhwani.
Welcome.
And Sheikh Mahdawi for a presence in the program. The teacher talking about Sheikh Asadullah Haider, can say the author of Al-Imam al-Sadiq wal-Mazahib al-Arba'a, and the book Ma'al Hussein fi Nahzatihi, which is about Imam al-Hussein's movement. This outstanding man passed away in the year 1405, according to the Hijra calendar in Kuwait, and his body was taken in the holy city of Najaf, and he was buried over there. May Allah bless his soul. It was very kind of you, and thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to us. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of it? Mu'allim.